So let's review. Our Mishnah continues with the procedures of a Soita. The previous Mishnah detailed the mixture of the Mayim v'Ofer b'Klicheres, the water and earth mixed into it. At this point, the Torah states in Pasuk Yutas, v'Shbia Oisa HaKoyin, the Kohen shall administer an oath to her. This oath is written out in detail in the four Pesukim, Yutas through Chav Beis. In Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Pasuk continues with the Kohen shall then write these curses on a piece of parchment and put it into the water, where the writing will be erased into the water which she will later drink. Our Mishnah cites a machlokes of three opinions as to exactly which words of these four psukim were written on the parchment. Zak the Mishnah, Baloi lichtev es ha-Megillah, me'eza makam u'kaisev. When the Kohen is said to write the Megillah Saita, from which Pasuk does he begin? The Tanakhama, who the Gemara identifies as their mayor, says, Mi'im lo shachav ish v'goymer, he'naki mi'mei hamarim v'goymer. He begins from the middle of Pasuk Yutas, which says that if she's innocent, she will be spared from the consequences of the bitter waters. As Rashi explains from the Gemara, this is included because it's klalos habois machmas brachis, a curse that is implied through the blessing. It implies that if he was shachav, then lo hinaki. If she is guilty, she will suffer the consequences of the water. He then includes pasuk chav, v'at ki sotes tachas ishech, because this is linked to the actual klala mentioned in the next two psukim. However, v'ena kaisev v'ishbia hakoyin esa isha. He does not include the beginning of pasuk chav aleph, because it is only a tzava, instructions for the kohen. V'kaisev yitin Hashem oischa la'ala u'leshvua b'goymer. He continues with the remainder of pasuk chav aleph, and the beginning of Pasuk of Beis, which states, Uvo hamayim hama'adrim ha'eila b'me'ayich litzveiz betn v'lampol yarech, which are the actual klala, ve'ina kaisev v'amr ha'isha amen amen. He does not include the ending of Pasuk of Beis, because it is a kabbalah, the woman's acceptance of the shvuah. This was all the opinion of the Remeir. Rabbi Yosi disagrees and says, loy ha'yamafsik. After beginning with imloy shachab ish in the middle of Pasuk Yutas, he continues without interruption until the end of Pasuk of Beis and does not omit the Tzavois, the Kabbalis. Rabbi Yehuda has a third opinion. Kol atzma yein ha-kaisiv ele yitna Hashem oischa la'ola v'leshvua v'goymer. Uvo ha-mayim ha-ma'orim ha-eila b'me'ayach v'goymer. Ve'ein ha-kaisiv v'amra isha amen amen. He only begins in the middle of Pasuk of Aleph with the actual Kalalas, but does not include Kalalas, ha-bois machmas brachis, nor tzavois v'kabbalis. The Gemara explains the machlokes as follows. They disagree in the understanding of Pasuk Chav Gimel. V'chasev es ha'olos ha'eila ha'koyin ba'sefer. The Tanakam Remeir holds olos olos mamash. The word olos without the letter he includes the actual klolos. And ha'olos, l'rab is klolos ha'bois machmas brachis. The superfluous he in the inclusive ha'olos includes even the klolos that are implied in the brachis. Eila, the word Eila without the hay excludes the klolos that are mentioned in the Teichacha in Parshat Kisavoy, and Ha'Eila, Lema'uti Tzavois V'Kabbalis, the superfluous hay in the excluding Ha'Eila excludes the Tzavois V'Kabbalis, the commandments and acceptance. And Remeir, Esam Leidarsh, the word S is not considered superfluous. However, Rabbi Yosi holds S, L'Rabbis Tzavois V'Kabbalis, the word S is considered superfluous to include Tzavois v'kabbalis. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds that only the actual klolos are included, and all of the psukim are not included, because kulu b'mi'utei darish lahu. All these words are exclusions. Therefore, alois, alois mamish, but ha'alois, l'mu'utei klolos ha'bois machmas brachos, the implied klolos are excluded, and eila l'mu'utei klolos ha'bimishnah Torah, and ha'eila l'mu'utei tzavois v'kabbalis. The Gemara proceeds with several agadic teachings. Amar Rava, memnei ma amar Torah havi ofer l'saita. The reason that the Torah requires earth for a saita is to teach that zachsa yaitze mimenu ben kavram avinu dechsev be'ofer ve'efer. If the saita was innocent, she will merit a son as Avram Avinu, who considered himself as ofer. Loi zachsa tachzer la'afara. If she was guilty, she will die and return to the ground. Darash Rava, b'schar sh'am Avram Avinu v'noichi ofer v'efer zochu banav l'beiz mitzvahs. Efer para v'ofer saita. Avraham Avinu was rewarded for considering himself like Ofer ve'Efer, with that his descendants received the two mitzvahs of the ashes of the Paraduma and the earth for the Saita. And B'schar sh'am Avraham Avinu imichut v'atzruchnal, zachu banav lebeiz mitzvahs, chut shal tcheles, v'ritzua shal tefillin. Avraham Avinu was rewarded for refusing to accept even a string or shoelace from the Melech Sedaim, that his descendants received the two mitzvahs of a thread of blue wool for tzitzis and a strap for tefillin. The next Mishnah discusses the writing mediums, first upon what it is written. Zok the Mishnah, Eina kaisiv v'loi ala luach v'loi ala nyar v'loi ala diftera ela ala Megillah shenemer ba'sefer. The Megillah may be written only on cloth, treated parchment, but may not be written on a board, paper, or untreated parchment, because the pasuk specifies that the Megillah shall be written on a sefer, which means only cloth. Two, with what to write? Ve'en the case of loy b'koymus, v'loy b'kankantum, v'loy b'chol davar shereishim, ela b'dyoy, shenemar u'macha, ksav sheyoch limachis. The Megillah may be written only with dyoy ink, but may not be written with other inks that leave markings, because the pasuk specifies u'macha, that the words must be erased completely, as with dyoy. The Gemara cites several halachas pertaining to the ksiva of Megillah Saita. Amar Rava, Megillah Saita shenechtava b'layla psula. If a Megillah Saita was written at night, it is disqualified, because there is a gzeres shava of the words Torah. The pasuk regarding Saita states, ba'asla koin eskal Torah azayis. And the pasuk regarding mishpat, a judgment, states, al pi ha-Torah asher yiruchav ala mishpat, ma-mishpat b'yayim af Megillah Saita b'yayim. Just as a mishpat is conducted only during the day, so too a Megillah Saita is written only during the day. Ksava l'mafreya psula. If the Megillah Saita was written in reverse, it is disqualified, because the pasuk states, v'chasav esa alay sa'ela ki dechsiva. The psuka must be written in the order the Torah wrote them. Ksava kaidim shetekabla leo shvua psula. If the Megillah Saita was written before the Saita accepted the oath, it is disqualified, because the pasuk first states, v'shbiya oisa hakayin, and then v'chasav esa alayis. Ksava igeres psula. If the Megillah Saita was written as a letter, as Rashi explains b'lei sirtut, without the scoring to maintain a straight line, it is disqualified, because b'seif amrachmana, the pasuk specifies that it must be written as a sefer, which requires sirtut. Ksava shnei dapin psula. If the Megillah Saita was written in two columns, it is disqualified, because sefer echad amrachmana, v'lei shnayim v'shleisha svarim, the pasuk specified that it must be written as a single sefer, but not as multiple svarim. Kasav ois achas, umochak ois achas, the kasav ois achas, umochak ois achas, psula. If the kohen wrote one letter, scraped it into the meisaita, and then continued with this pattern for each letter, the Megillah is disqualified, because the pasuk states, v'as la kohen es kol ha-tayr ha-zais, as Rashi explains, ash tehe kula ke'echad, the Megillah must first be completed before the letters are scraped off.